This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are more apartments for rent in Metro Denver now than there were a year ago. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Roughly 23,000 apartments in the Denver area are vacant, according to the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. That's up almost a full percent from this time last year. Median rent is more than $1,700, just a few bucks more than it was several months ago. Eviction filings are higher than they were before the pandemic. March saw over 1,000 people face evictions in Denver County Court. That's a dramatic jump from March 2019. The Denver Metro has 43,000 new apartment units in the works. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Pueblo County Clerk's Office sent ballots to hundreds of teenagers who are too young to vote. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Pueblo County Clerk Candace Rivera says her office provided lists of eligible voters to Pueblo West, Colorado City, and the Pueblo Rural Fire District for next month's special district elections. The list included 16 and 17-year-olds who are ineligible to vote. Rivera says the names were automatically added when the teens got their driver's licenses. The legal age to vote is 18. The district received an updated list as soon as the error was discovered this week. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The championship-winning Colorado School of Mines football team is looking for a new coach. Brandon Moore is leaving the school to become the head coach at the University of San Diego. Moore led the school to an NCAA Division II championship in 2022 during his first season as head coach at the school in Golden. The Colorado Avalanche tied their playoff series with Seattle last night. It was 3-2 in Denver. Game 3 is tomorrow. The first team to win 4 games advances in the playoffs. And the Colorado Rockies are in Philadelphia. They shut out the Phillies yesterday. The score was 5-0. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.